Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the P1 podcast with Matt and Tommy. Today, we have ditched our silly little setups for something incredible, Tommy. We are here at the Silverstone Museum with a backdrop of dreams.
It is incredible, yeah. Normally, I've got half-scale helmets in the background. Now, I've got real life-size Formula One cars. What a flex.
They're not yours, though, Tommy.
I wish they were.
Yeah. You're flexing, but they're not yours. Our good pal David Coulthard's car is there as well.
Our old buddy David.
But yes, so big thanks to Silverstone Museum for allowing us to be here. Let's get into our 20th to 1st Drivers' Championship predictions. Okay. Tommy, I'm going to kick things off. And I feel like...
Who could it be?
No, it's going to be groundbreaking.
Okay.
My 20th placed driver for 2024... is Kevin Magnussen. Okay, so Logie Bear's probably pretty buzzing right now.
Logie Bear's cooking right now.
I'm hyping him up to above 20th, which is actually silly considering he was 21st last year. So we maybe should have actually had a 21st like bonus prediction just in case someone comes into the Drivers' Championship that we don't know of. But we'll stick with 20. Kevin Magnussen, he was lackluster last year. Haas look absolutely abysmal. However, Hülkenberg did give a slight bit of hope, I would say, at some point during day three of testing. A little bit of a decent time, at least within that sort of 5.5, 6.5 second gap that they had in the first 2 days of testing. But I feel like Magnussen will just be outperformed again by Hülkenberg in a car that you absolutely have to deliver if it, for some reason, works and doesn't degrade the tyres after three laps. I just think K-Mag won't really deliver, and he'll get a big fat 0 points as well to boot.
So this may shock you, but in 20th, I have gone for Kevin Magnussen. That being said, and I apologize because this kind of spoils the next one.
Spoilers.
But I have already mentioned this on our predictions podcast, that I predicted that Haas would be the biggest meme and thought they might not even score a point. And while I think Magnussen won't do better than Hülkenberg, we've seen this before. The one that comes to mind is Robert Kubica versus George Russell. Like, I think this, between the two Haas drivers, it could come down to a rogue 11th or 12th place that decides who finishes above in the championship. So I have gone for Kevin Magnussen.
Interesting stuff. We now move to 19th. Give me yours. Let's alternate.
Alternate, okay. So, no surprise. I've gone for Nico Hülkenberg.
Have you?
No way.
Oh, wait,
I don't think Haas are going to have a very good time this year. They're going to struggle for points, if any. And I mean, when your team principal is already predicting that you're going to be 10th in the title, it doesn't give you much hope, does it?
Oh, no. He did say at the start of the season. Let's not forget Haas are well known for upgrading their car a lot during a season.
Yeah, can't wait for their RB20 to arrive in three races' time.
Okay, interesting. So Haaslander very much kicking off in this podcast. In 19th, I am not Haaslandering. I'm slandering Logan Sargeant. Logan Sargeant will finish 19th in the Drivers' Championship with a solitary 1 point where 8 cars get disqualified in front of him and he will finish P10. I know it's testing. I know that can't take too much from it. But what you can take from it is confidence in the car. James Vowles has been hyping him up quite a bit as a leader, as a boss. That's definitely the right thing to do, especially in the media. Yeah, Logan feels, you know, different. He's gained 5 kilograms over the winter in a good way rather than 5 kilograms that everyone else put on, which isn't a good way.
And then he goes backwards into a hairpin.
Exactly. I, I, he didn't show that confidence really throughout testing. He was making quite a few errors. Maybe he's just trying to find the limitations of the car. But for me, I am not convinced. And I think Logan Sargeant will have another mediocre season. And it won't really reward him many points.
Okay.
So now we go to 18th position. And it is Nico Hülkenberg. So I'm not expecting anything crazy from Haas this year, but I am expecting a Nico Hülkenberg masterclass from now on. Just the odd occasion of a Nico Hülkenberg masterclass. Canada, where he just popped at P2 with a bit of rain. Just changeable conditions. Nico Hülkenberg is very, very good. And also there are sprints. Let's not forget that as well. That's where he got a decent chunk of points last year, was in the sprints rather than the main races, because Haas can't do a longer period than a third into a race distance without, and also needed a pit stop in Austria for that to actually work for them. But you know, stranger things have happened, and I still believe that Hülkenberg is a very good driver. I just don't think that Haas will be able to give him anything more than 18th.
Yeah, fair. P18, I have gone for Zhou Guanyu.
Okay.
Yeah,
you really are on the Logie hype train.
Yeah, and not on the Sauber, Stake, Kick, whatever you want to call them, hype train. I think we're going to go with Sauber this year, potentially, like most seem to. But yeah, Zhou Guanyu, it's not really on him. It's a car thing. Although that being said, end of last year, I was a little bit disappointed with his performances. It didn't seem to have that, I don't know, like just... You were hoping for maybe that like one breakthrough result or something. I know he would ran second in Zandvoort at one point due to strategy. Maybe he is the GOAT because he popped it in P3 in testing. But I just don't buy that Stake are going to be this good team. And I've just called them Stake when I said I was going to call them Sauber. That team is going to be very annoying this year.
We all know.
I don't think they're going to be very good.
We all know what you meant. I have gone for P17. Zhou Guanyu. I am also on the same thoughts of Stake F1 team Kick Sauber and the fact that they didn't look very good in testing, to be honest with you, apart from that P3 on day three, and everyone's like, oh my God, they're here. I don't think they are. Similarly to you, Zhou wasn't particularly great last year. He should be, in his stage of his career, smashing Bottas, who is just chilling with a mullet and having a great time. You know what I mean? Like Bottas is just enjoying Formula One. He's not at his intense Mercedes level. He is a Kimi Raikkonen, in my opinion, at the moment, in terms of the later stages of his career and just having a good time. But as a younger driver, you need to be destroying him. And he wasn't. And I don't think that will happen again this year. Limitations of the car as well doesn't help. But yes, I've gone for P17 for Zhou Guanyu.
P17, I have gone for my goat, Logie Bear, Logan Sargeant, P17.
So he's a P17 merchant this year.
Yeah, up four places. And yeah, I think he's going to have a better season, maybe score the odd point, but I don't expect this drastic improvement that maybe James Vowles expects.
Now, do you think that, you know, scoring the odd point here and there is due to the car being better or Logie being better or a mixture?
I feel like Williams will probably be about the same as they were last year.
You're expecting the come up for Logie,
and yeah, he might do a bit of a better job. So, yeah, I mean, he had a really poor rookie season, but you know, fingers crossed, he can have a better season this year. So, I've gone for 17th.
P16. I'm locking in the other Stake F1 team Kick Sauber person, Valtteri Bottas. I think it'll be close between the two teammates. I don't see anything to get excited about, unfortunately, for this team. Bottas, as I mentioned when I was talking about Zhou, I just feel as though he's just chilling. That man's just having a great time. He looks great. He's getting his ass out on a calendar. Like, this bloke is just living the dream. And I genuinely think he is enjoying himself as well, where he's just driving a Formula One car, which he loves doing, but he's not being, you know, trying to get every microfiber of his being to put into the sport and to try and win races. So yeah, I think Bottas will have the odd, again, performance that, you know, at the start of the year last year, we thought Bottas was the GOAT. Thought he was going to finish seventh in the championship or something. That obviously didn't come to fruition. But yeah, I don't think it's going to be a great season for that team. And they're just going to be a meme team in some ways, you know, always changing identity. And I just feel as though they're going to be quite lost in these next couple of years before Audi potentially comes in. We don't know if that's going to happen or not because of several rumours that they might or might not.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just can't see it.
P16, I have also gone for Valtteri Bottas. I feel like, obviously, I've put him ahead of Logan Sargeant. I think the Williams will be the better car. I'm predicting that Williams will be ahead of them in the championship. But I think while Bottas, I do agree with you to the point where, like, yeah, he is chilling a bit more, enjoying sort of like being in Formula One and just having a bit more fun. You can tell that kind of weight of Mercedes has come off his shoulders and he can express himself a bit more and just have a bit more of a personality and enjoy himself without that pressure of being in a championship fight and helping his teammate and things like that. So that being said, I think he does have a, maybe like a Kimi Raikkonen, that one or two performances in a year, unlike Zhou Guan Yu, where he just pops it like P7 in a qualifying session. You're like, where's that come from? And then he delivers a good race. And I could see that happening again. That's why I've put him ahead of Logie Bear.
Yeah, Bottas loves a low grip track as well.
He does.
So, you know, when those come around, I'm sure he will probably perform and outperform that Stig F1 Team Kiesauber car.
Okay, P15, I have gone for Alexander Albon, which I guess is quite low down.
Slanderous.
Yeah, but it's weird. Imagine 2 years ago saying that because I predicted him so much lower down the order. I do think Williams, I do think he's going to have a good season again and Williams will improve. But I look at the teams above Williams and I think it will be hard to beat them, which is why he's down in 15th. I still think he will show, you know, great performances. I think he'll absolutely smash Logan Sargeant again and deliver solid and good points finishes and keep his name in that frame of those top teams that, you know, still haven't been decided because he is a name that's been thrown around a lot for Mercedes, even a return to Red Bull. And I think he'll do that again, but there's only so much Williams can do, in my opinion. And while I am I'm probably on the second carriage of the James Vowles hype train, not quite at the front yet.
I am sat next to the train.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, so this is where I've been chefing slightly, but not in a good way. For P15, I've gone for Esteban Ocon. I am sensing a terrible season for Alpine. I don't know why. I do know why. They tried to get rid of all of the paint almost immediately, so I feel like maybe in the simulations they...
Another putting it back on, so that's...
Another putting it back on, which I don't know. That's just mixed messages for me. They didn't look particularly impressive in testing, again.
Testing.
But I don't know. I watched Drive to Survive as well, and I just...
It doesn't make that team look like it's a well-oiled machine,
it doesn't,
does it,
at
compared
all.
To your Williams?
It doesn't at all. Yeah. It seems like they're ready to make some very, you know... Is it brazen? Is that? I don't know.
You've stumped me there.
All right, let's go with
rash,
Red Bully type decisions where they just
cutthroat.
Yeah, let's go with that. God, we're on like an episode of Countdown or something. Yes, I just feel like from what we saw in DTS, I don't know. They just seem like they're a team that's not particularly, as you say, together. They're just ready to fire blame at anyone that they possibly can because they should be this team that's at the front four. All right, calm down. I don't know if that's really the case. Like, you know, maybe rebrand to Renault and we can talk. But I don't know. I just sense that they're falling backwards rather than going forwards now. You know, no disrespect to Ocon, but it was very close between him and Gasly last year. They both had their handful of, I would say, unluckiness. Perhaps yeah. Ocon a little bit more. And I feel like this kind of, as always with Drivers' Championship results at the end of the season, it's very close. It's between like a point or two. So you kind of have to just go, yeah, right, that person could go 15th. But yeah, I just feel as though Alpine have got a big storm coming. 14th position, Lance Stroll.
Oof.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know. I don't believe on his side of the garage it's going to be great. I've also obviously kind of gone with Fernando Alonso, you know, in the previous predictions, I've said Fernando Alonso is going to have a terrible flop. but you know, I have to kind of continue on that thought, otherwise I'm just a hypocrite here. You know what I'm saying? So I feel as though Aston Martin may not have as good of a year as we maybe would hope. And Stroll was absolutely destroyed by Alonso last year, and I think that will happen again this year. Stroll's best performances last year were when he had an injury. And then it went downhill from there when his hand got better, which didn't really make much sense, to be honest with you. I think Stroll will finish quite lowly down.
P14, I've gone for Esteban Ocon.
Oh my God, excuse me, you just caught my breath there.
You're so shocked.
We're both chefing. Wow.
So Ocon, yeah, I find it very difficult to choose between the two Alpine drivers. I think they are very evenly matched. They both they were both very close in the championship. They were, Gasly obviously beat Ocon. Both of them had a lot of bad luck, so it was quite hard to maybe judge who was doing what. But I have gone for Ocon in P14. I don't think Albin, the new team name. They're going to rebrand again. Alpine are going to have a great season either. Yeah, they just seem to be going backwards rather than forward, and a bit of a mess.
So I thought I was cooking, and it turns out we were both in the same kitchen.
Maybe.
Absolutely love that. Go on, Tommy. What is your next P13?
P13, no surprise, is Pierre Gasly. I think it'll be extremely close between the two teammates again. Might even be the odd incident between them. I'm not just saying that because I've watched the episode of Drive to Survive where they were that was a very interesting insight into Alpine. And while they can say, oh, we're best friends, it did show that there's still a lot of tension there. And I don't think that's good for a team at all.
When have they ever shown that they're best friends?
Pretending to be best friends.
Ocon and Gasly?
No, I meant Alpine are trying to, clearly tried to make that message, not best friends, but like...
I was going to say, in DTS, look, they literally said, we're not going to get on.
Yeah, no, what I meant is, when they both signed, Alpine tried to push this message of like, oh, it's water under the bridge. Look, we've got them together. Yay. Everything's great. And it's clear
that was actually
still,
word for word what they said.
And there's still so much tension there. And I don't think that's going to help them going forward. So, yeah, I think Alpine are going to have a rough year. And we'll see, especially if they're putting more paint on the car and getting even slower. Maybe they've just gone, yeah, this car isn't working either way. We might as well just paint it our brand colours now.
Fair enough. I have said that before. If you're going to be slow, you may as well look good whilst being slow. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Okay. My next driver is Pierre Gasly. So I feel as though Gasly's got, he's got a worldie in him. Ocon does as well, as we saw. Both drivers last year did get a podium. I feel as though Gasly, we underestimated him last year. We did. We both said he was going to be the biggest flop. Yeah. We ate our words for that, I think. And for me, he's only going to get better as he settles into that team. It was a brand new team for him last year. This year, he's had a year there. He's understood the workings and getting used to Esteban Ocon being on the other side of the garage, stuff like that. And I feel as though he will improve on his performance, but he will be counteracted by the fact the car's worse. So that's why I've gone for P13 for Pierre Gasly. Next up, because you might have noticed, I've not selected a particular driver. Alex Albon is going to be absolutely flying this year, and he's going to finish P12, if I have got my numbers correct. I think Alex is going to have a great year this year. I am, as mentioned already, on the James Vowles hype train, literally sat next to the train driver. I can see the journey ahead, and it's stardom. I just love his way of working, his management, and all of that sort of stuff. And I believe that he is genuinely going to make Williams a great team. He's got that engineering experience. He knows what makes a car great. He knows how to win championships with Mercedes. And he also has those people skills. It's very clear, in DTS, again, I know we keep referring back to it, but we've just watched it.
It's a great episode, that one.
We see a lot from him, but also there's the most amazing meme-worthy moment where they're just filming him saying good morning into
everyone.
Room. But even when we've met him, it's not like that was just for camera. When we met him and it was a filming day, he literally went round the room and shook about 40 people's hands to say hello to everybody before 100%. We then continue. It's stuff like that that, you might think, well, but how's that going to translate to the track? Bringing people together and to have that harmonious racing team is so important for success. And I genuinely believe that effect will start to now sink into Williams. I think, before that, he's not going to be able to change much because the car's kind of set and that sort of stuff. But as we go through the years now and this plan that he has, I feel like, he's going to bring the best out of people and Albon's going to have a great year.
Lovely stuff. P12, I've gone for Daniel Ricciardo. Yeah, V-carb.
Ricciardo's going to get beaten by Tsunoda.
Well, yeah.
Spoiler alert. The fanboy is out. Here he
is. I know. wearing a Daniel Ricciardo jumper.
yeah, how dare you?
I know, how dare I? I think it'll be close between them. I think a bit like AlphaTauri, I can see it being some races where they both perform really well, others they drop back a bit. But yeah, the V-carb hype train, I think they're going to have a much stronger season. Of course, they were, you know, languishing at the bottom. And if they do deliver this and they are battling your likes, you know, ahead of your teams like Alpine and Williams and things like we've mentioned, and even if it got to the point where in some races they were fighting those topper teams.
Topper teams. Do not get your vocabulary from us.
I was going to say lower top teams. it's going to be a lot of controversy, I think, if V-carb start delivering, and I think they will.
Interesting.
P11, I have gone for Yuki Tsunoda. I think he will beat Daniel Ricciardo, but only just. I don't think he'll, you know, beat him. I predict him biggest good surprise. I think he'll deliver some good races. He's improving year on year. I hope with a better car, what we saw at the start of last year, when I don't think the AlphaTauri was that great, he could deliver P11 every race. And that was when the car wasn't great. So if he can compete and have a car that is quicker than, you know, the likes of Alpine and Williams and stuff, I would hope, and what I've gone for, is that he will score a lot more regular points. I'm not under the illusion that he won't have the odd crazy race where he maybe picks up like six penalties in one race, but then equally I think there'll be some like heroics as well. And he'll
into
be
Sandoval,
like, heroics into Sandoval, yeah, maybe. But yeah, I'm hoping for a good season for Yuki. I'm channeling some energy for him.
So, Danny, we will be sending back this jumper that he's wearing for disrespect. In P11, I've gone for Yuki Tsunoda. I am on the V-carb hype train as well, mainly because, yes, they're going to have a better car. I think there's going to be a lot of talk about them getting some decent results. They looked decent-ish in testing, but again, pinch of salt. But I do feel as though, you know, just moving in, hey, Red Bull, can we come and just move in? Is that all right? Like, just...
Yep.
Like, we're not going to copy anything, but you know what I mean? If you leave a door open... You know,
yeah, yeah.
What's that in there?
We'll wear a blindfold. Nothing. We'll put like those office like, can blinds.
Imagine every time they sign in, they had to be blindfolded so yeah. They don't look at anything.
Don't walk past
right,
the Red
way,
Bull.
This way, everybody.
Yeah, the RB20's in today. Please, can you put your blindfold on as you walk past it?
I'm sorry, but like, how do you share facilities and not at some point just go, oh, this guy's left his Word document open? What I mean, like, how do you not just? I just feel as though it's a tiny bit sus. But hey, I feel as though, again, they will take a leap forward, and Tsunoda will get beaten by Daniel Ricciardo.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
P10, Daniel Ricciardo. I feel as though I'm not going to disrespect DR. I feel as though he ain't done yet, which I've definitely got from DTS. and it's going to be close between the two of them, definitely. I just feel as though Danny Rick absolutely categorically has to beat Tsunoda this year.
Yeah.
And I feel like he will, but it will be close and it will be a hard-fought thing throughout the entire year. And then in the final race of the season, you know, he's 24 points behind Tsunoda and he wins the race. Can you imagine the scenes?
That sounds like a DTS script right there.
You can tell I've been brainwashed.
Yeah. Interesting. P10, I have gone for Lance Stroll. He's made it into the top 10. May shock you that I don't think he's going to beat Fernando Alonso. But I don't think he'll have a catastrophic year like he did last year. I don't think he's going to be, you know, amazing and suddenly channel these performances, because I don't rate him that in that high regard, and I don't think he has that in him, despite, you know, the odd podium.
He's not
stuff.
Got that dog in him.
No, which we've said many times is mainly and probably
he used to,
because,
you know, do you remember that pole at Turkey that he gets brought up every year?
Yeah, and the three podiums that are actually bottled wins, but but we'll, maybe that's for another podcast. But yeah, no, I think it'll have a decent year, if not spectacular, and will just do enough to keep his drive, because it's under threat, clearly. Sarcasm. P9, I have gone for George Russell. I'm glad people haven't arrived at Silverstone Museum yet, because I feel like I'd be getting eggs thrown at me for saying that George Russell is going to finish P9 in the championship. But of course, I am doubling down on Mercedes going to be a bit washed. George didn't have the greatest season last year. And I find it really difficult to predict, actually, the top teams, because there are a lot of great drivers. And of course, last year, it was very similar, that you had Lando, Alonso, Sainz, Leclerc, Hamilton. They were all really close on points, weren't they? And
yeah,
and
it could have
gone any way. Like, Alonso somehow got fourth in the end, but it could have easily been seventh. It was crazy, and I really do feel like it'd be like that again. So it's not as harsh as it sounds, but I have predicted in P9, which is a bit harsh. But I don't think he's going to be like miles off the next eight.
So you're not going to say that, you know, Mercedes are going to give him preferential treatment and thrust himself up that championship order with some nice little undercuts?
They might, but I think that Hamilton is a much better driver.
Fanboy,
yeah.
Yeah, crazy British bias. One Brit over another. P9 for me, I have gone for Fernando Alonso. You're not going to like that. You're not going to like that, but look, he's still going to outperform the car. He's still going to have miraculous moments, I'm sure. And again, I have to go with what I've said, which I think is Aston Martin not going to have a great year. Otherwise, I mean, I could just, to be fair, there are some things I'm definitely going against, which you'll find out at the end of this 20th to 1st in my previous predictions, just purely because I have to spread my eggs somehow. If I just go on this DeLulu train, then we're in big trouble. But I do think that Alonso might struggle a little bit more than what we saw last year. Aston Martin came out the blocks firing and they had a car that was unbelievable. But what they clearly struggled with was developing that car and being able to stay with the other teams that were upgrading and developing and getting faster. So, yeah, I think Alonso, P9. But, yeah, I still think he'll get the odd podium or two. P8, George Russell. Yep. Okay. Mercedes, I think, are the hardest team to read in the world when it comes to practice sessions, testing, anything, just purely because they never seem to show their hand that often.
And you don't really know how good they are as well, because they push a narrative of, oh, we're awful and we're not where we want to be, and then they finish second in the constructor's title.
Exactly. So they do utilize every single last point. They are a well-oiled machine in that sense, apart from when they're fighting for the win against Verstappen in COTA. And we'll get onto that, you know, I'm sure, in some sort of reflection 5 years from now about how they bottled that win. But yeah, I just feel as though Mercedes might well be beaten again by McLaren. I think they'll be beaten by Ferrari this year. And that puts them down, you know, that puts them down around the 7th, 8th mark. So, yep, Russell for me, P8.
P8, I have gone for Oscar Piastri. Yeah, I think Piastri's going to have a good year. I think he'll improve his race performances, which is what let him down last year. But if you'd have asked me to predict the championship order before we saw testing, I think I'd have maybe put McLaren quite a bit higher and been on that hype train. But I know it's only testing, but maybe I could be completely wrong. Like, we all know this. Like, we don't know how the season's going to pan out. Like, none of us could have predicted.
Wait, we don't?
No, I know.
Is this not a review of the 2024 F1 season?
I know we're experts.
Are these predictions?
It's almost like we can't get 20 to first exactly right. Otherwise,
we might.
I'd be a multimillionaire.
We might. Should we put an accumulator?
Yeah.
Put our money where our mouth is, just in case.
Yeah, Oscar Piastri is going to have a good year, but I'm just not on the hype train of McLaren like I was before. I don't think they're going to be like awful. I certainly hope they're not going to be as bad as they were at the start of Bahrain. But I don't feel like they're going to be a team that's going to be challenging like Red Bull or something at the start of the season, and that might suffer for them a bit. P7, I have gone for Fernando Alonso.
Dun, dun, dun. I've persuaded you. You've been derailed.
What do you mean?
Or do you just think it's going to be really close and it's going to be on the other end of the sort of
I think it
to
is going to be very close. I personally think Alonso will have quite a good start to the year. I don't think Aston Martin is so hard to predict second to fifth teams and how close that's going to be between them. But Fernando Alonso, we know that he's going to get the maximum out of the car and will have that insane consistency and grab points, which is why, while I don't think Aston are going to be amazing throughout the whole year, I think Fernando Alonso's consistency will take him to that next level, which is why, obviously, he's ahead of a Piastri and a Russell, which maybe have a car just as good, if not a bit better, but Alonso has that like metronomic consistency. So yeah, I hope I'm wrong and he wins the championship.
Will that stay in his 40s? Will it continue to be metronomic? Or, you know, when does he start to fall off? But then he has said that all of his biological like stats and tests that he's had shows that he's pretty much de-aging. At peak performance still.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to be fair, he does genuinely look like he's de-aging as well. P7. A certain fan base aren't going to like this one. I've gone for Lewis Hamilton. I think Mercedes and Lewis Hamilton they're actually going to have quite a mediocre year this year. As much as they do perform, I've lost faith in them a little bit in the sense of building them a great car.
You're my biggest flop pipe train.
Look, I'm convincing you of stuff, you're convincing me of stuff, and together we're being completely delusional.
Yeah.
But I think with Hamilton, it's not the fact that he will drive badly. I just feel like he'll be limited by his machinery. Hamilton was great last year, did a lot of incredibly consistent, great performances, a lot of podiums. I can just see it being this kind of thank God it's over kind of interview
with Mercedes,
in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be, so Lewis, you know, another sort of disappointing year for Mercedes. You know, looking forward to next year with Ferrari, and he'll be like, yeah, can't wait to get in there.
Reigning champions Ferrari.
Yeah?
Oh, spoiler.
Stop it. Come on. So sorry to all Lewis Hamilton fans out there.
They normally take it well, so it's fine.
Yeah, can't wait. Sixth place, Oscar Piastri. I am on the McLaren hype train, and I will continue to be on the McLaren hype train until they double DNF in Bahrain. Piastri will have a better year, I think, similarly to you, Tommy. I just feel as though his car potentially will be a little bit better than maybe you're believing. He has to improve his race pace this year, and I'm sure with a year under his belt and the data and figuring out maybe Lando Norris's driving style slightly, if that's going to help him, all of those combinations and factors will allow him to be slightly better in the races, because it was, and I think went under the radar, slightly worrying how much slower he was than Lando in some occasions towards the end of the year. In the races, not in qualifying. I think he was brilliant in qualifying. So closing that gap is something he has to do, and I think he will do. But yeah, he won't beat Lando Norris in the championship.
Speaking of Lando Norris, P6, I have gone for Lando Norris.
Holy cow.
I know. I think, like Piastri, it's more on... It's just something about the vibes at McLaren. I'm just not feeling it after testing. And if
you're wearing orange.
I know.
Not papaya, though, but you're wearing orange.
Don't get me started on that. Every time I say the McLaren's orange, even if I predict it a 10 out of 10 livery, I still get the, it's papaya. How dare you? I'm just not feeling McLaren for some reason. End of last year, I'd have said, yeah, Lando Norris probably maybe like P3 in the title or something like that, or right up there. But now, yeah, for whatever reason, could be totally wrong, but vibes aren't there.
You're going to eat your words. I know we're going to reflect on this at the end of the year, and I'm going to go, you went for P6, Lando Norris. But don't worry, you know, we'll have to wait and see. Maybe I'll eat my words. Maybe we'll both eat our words and they finish 12th and 14th in the championship or something.
Maybe. P5, I have gone for Carlos Sainz.
Ooh.
Think Ferrari going to be good. Carlos will have another year very similar to how he has this year, where I think he's a bit more consistent, goes under the radar a bit, won't have those high highs that Leclerc has, but will be a solid driver and score a lot of points. And I'm hoping will impress one of the top teams, because yeah, he deserves to be in a good car. And of course, he doesn't have a seat at the moment.
No, he doesn't.
Time of recording.
And I really hope he doesn't end up at the meme team, but I think he might. P5 for me as well, Carlos Sainz. I feel as though, I don't know, I think it's going to be really close between him and Leclerc, spoiler, because Sainz has shown every reason for everyone to believe that he is minimally worse than Charles Leclerc. It's probably not the best way of trying to give him a compliment, but I feel as though he is comparable to Charles Leclerc. Last year, he was incredibly impressive. You know, that
goes under the radar, I think, how close they actually are.
Yeah.
In the
Especially when Charles Leclerc is considered to be this upcoming world champion,
yeah, exactly.
This, that, and the other, you know, such a qualifying master and all of this. Carlos, you know, at the big moments, he's the one that delivered last year. You know, it hurts to say it out loud, but, you know, he got pole at Monza. He won Singapore. You know, there were these big key highlight moments that I don't feel like he gets enough respect for.
No.
But yes, saying that, he's still going to finish behind Charles Leclerc in the championship.
Were you going to say anything else though, let's be honest?
No, I can't not. You know, I need to back my boy. P4, backing my boy, Charles Leclerc. He's going to be fourth for Charles this year. Again, I think it's going to be very close between sort of fifth to maybe even second, in my opinion. But yeah, I still don't fully trust that Ferrari are going to... I think it's because I'm hurt. I'm emotionally
bruised,
damaged from Ferrari. I just don't trust them in the race, whether that's due to reliability, pit stops, which weren't too bad last year, but there were still some big moments, and just tire degradation and drivability of the car, which they keep saying, you know, it's improved for this year. How much it's going to be improved when you've got the likes of Red Bull looking absolutely unbelievable? I just don't think they're going to be as close. I would love for me to be wrong. Genuinely, I would happily eat my words if Charles Leclerc becomes world champion. Please, I will lose all the points. But yeah, P4 for me.
P4, I have gone for Lewis Hamilton, which is quite high up for when I said Mercedes would be washed and biggest flop.
Does this make Mercedes biggest flop if Lewis Hamilton finishes fourth in the drivers? Or are you spreading your eggs here?
No, I still think they're going to be not great, which is why Russell's down in ninth. But
I'm just trying to cover off whether you're going to get both points here, Tommy.
Well, we'll find out at the end of the season. I will argue it to how it works. But I think Hamilton will deliver in the Mercedes. Like Alonso, he is that driver that delivers amazing consistency. Last year, I don't think that Mercedes was... No way was it clear of Aston Martin, McLaren and Ferrari. Yet Hamilton so easily finished third in the end, and that included his disqualification as well. And there was points where he somehow it would have been a minor miracle that he could have beaten Perez to second. And I think that is Hamilton doing what Hamilton does, where he just extracts the most. And it's a shame because we want to see him win again, but he is that kind of driver that will be like second in races, and third at the moment when like the car's not there, and like deliver the maximum of the car. And that is why I think that he'll score a lot of points, even though I'm not trusting massively in Mercedes. And that's why Hamilton is fourth.
Let me pose a question to you then.
Okay.
You know, we're only human, and I guess maybe something that I believe could happen. You know, Lewis Hamilton rolls out the blocks in round one, Bahrain. Mercedes are rubbish. You know, they're finishing seventh and eighth. Can he have the same motivation as what he had last year, potentially, you know, where he was maximizing all these results? Can he still dig deep for another year with Mercedes, knowing he's leaving, if that car isn't where it was and it's the evil sister part two?
Yes. I don't think it's in his nature to just sort of, you know, it will be difficult, but McLaren in 2012, you know, he knew he was going to Mercedes and he was still delivering at the end.
I'm not saying he wouldn't try. I know what you mean. Would he be the last person in the garage every night like he would have been trying to develop a Mercedes car that he's leaving?
No, but I think he's got the natural talent to overperform, which is why I was umming and ahhing about Hamilton, because I do think Mercedes might have a difficult year, but the vibes of like putting him lower down the order, I was just like, I just can't see that from a Lewis Hamilton. And maybe I'm wrong. We will find out.
It's a very
out.
Fair point. I'm already regretting where I put Hamilton. But hey, look, it's fine. I'm locking in the fact that Mercedes aren't going to do very well this year.
P3, I have gone for Hamilton's future teammate, Charles Leclerc, up in P3.
That doesn't feel real when you said it out loud.
I know. It still is mind-boggling. I think Ferrari are going to be the second best team. Sorry if I've jinxed it already. And I think this year they will actually deliver on that promise. I don't think they're going to be miles ahead of kind of third and fourth.
No, say they will. Say they will. Come on, let's lock this in.
Yeah, I think they'll do a better job. And I feel like Leclerc is going to have a good year. There is always that. I think he's a great driver. There's always that part of me that he is just incredibly unlucky as well sometimes. And you just think that, you know, like say like when we went to testing and it was like, of course, it's Charles Leclerc that's run over the drain cover and things like that. So he has that in him, and there may be the odd wobble and stuff. But I think Leclerc's going to deliver like a really good season.
A win?
Then I think he'll get a win.
W?
Yeah, I think he'll get. Oh, I think he will get a win.
And hit like no that was, oh my god! You better be tuning into Twitch doing our watch alongs if he does win.
Yeah, I think what is fascinating is if he does get that win, and if he has the year that I'm kind of predicting, and it will be fascinating that dynamic when Hamilton does go there. If Leclerc's delivered this amazing, you know, season and has done a really good job, because how does it then shift that like Hamilton's coming into his team when he's like Leclerc's delivered and been like that number one driver there? So I'm already getting ahead of myself for that, but I am so excited.
Yeah, this is the 2024 Drivers' Championship predictions, not 2025. That one's going to be spicy. Oh my goodness me. I do think about it almost every single time I go to bed, about Charles Leclerc and Lewis Hamilton being teammates. In third, Lando Norris. So I've gone back on him winning the World Drivers' Championship. I'm spreading my eggs because the predictions won previously was vibes. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's one formula of 1.5.
It's, you know, I need to make sure that I cover off some bases here. And this one, I know, if I don't win the other predictions, I want to win this one. So yeah, Lando Norris, P3, I think he's going to have a fantastic year this year. Last year, there were some moments that I'm sure he will hopefully have learnt from. But I just think that when that McLaren works, Lando is unbelievable. Like he showed on so many occasions last year, especially in that second half, as soon as that McLaren got good, he led the British Grand Prix. Like McLaren, I know you're listening to this. McLaren, please give him a good car. because if he is given one, he will win races and he will get that duck off his back and it will be great. Okay, so please, for the love of God, Lando Norris, have a good car. P2.
I wonder what I've gone for.
Sergio Perez will finish P2 in the Drivers' Championship. He has to have a better year than last year, and I feel like he will, to a degree. I don't think he's going to start winning 10 races this year. The car looks very scary, so that's going to play into Sergio Perez's hands if he's got an even bigger buffer to the teams behind, which literally makes me want to cry thinking about that. But yes, I think Perez will secure another double Red Bull 1-2 on the bounce. But will he keep his seat? That is the question.
I'll do my P2 now. Because,
go on.
And it will shock you to hear that I've also gone for Sergio Perez. I've seen some people put Perez like really low down in predictions and things. And
Which is absolutely ridiculous.
I think unless he loses his race seat halfway through the year, like look at last season, right? He finished P2 in the title and we were still talking about him losing his drive. He had went through that season where he had poor results for quite a few races.
Hülkenberg had more Q3 appearances and Perez at a certain point in the season exactly. We were talking about, and Perez still finished second in the drivers.
And if that Red Bull has the advantage, you know, he will be there in the title. I don't think he's going to challenge Max. I don't think he'll have a bad of a year as he did last year. But there is that advantage that it looks like Red Bull have. So I think Sergio Perez will take second in the title and do a good job.
I will say, actually, what did play into Perez's hands last year in securing P2 is that we had three other teams that were second fastest. So they were, in theory, taking points off each other. You know, if you had Fernando Alonso being the second fastest driver at all times, Perez isn't finishing second. Same with Hamilton, same with Lando Norris. Yeah. But I guess it played into his hands that they were all sort of getting podiums and that sort of stuff. So, interesting. And shall we say it together in first position? We have both gone for
Max Verstappen.
You had to ruin it with Logan Sargeant. That's crazy. Just it's a little not bit of Logie. How did Logie get slander at P1? That's crazy. Max Verstappen, obviously, is the safe bet. Formula E's CEO putting $250,000 on the line if anyone else wins the Drivers' Championship. That's how confident he is. I am also incredibly confident. I would bet everything that I own that Max Verstappen's going to win this Drivers' Championship. I hope I theoretically lose everything I own so that someone else can win, but I'm not obviously going to put that on the line.
It's so hard to bet against him. Like, it's not a regulation change. You wouldn't know that based on Red Bull changing their entire car.
And he said that the RB20
suits him,
does everything he wants, and it suits him more.
Yeah.
That is the worst sentence a Formula One fan that wants neutral competitive racing can hear.
Yeah, it's so hard to bet against Max. We said before that in those years where the Red Bull wasn't quite there, he still delivered and got victories, and it was scary to think how good he was going to be when he got that dominant car, and it looks like he's going to get an extremely dominant car, and he doesn't have a day off.
He does not.
You know, there's never that moment where it's like, oh, you know, he's wrapped up the title. I'm going to like make it. Like,
bloke wins slacking. 19 yeah. win, has 19 wins last year and then pops on iRacing. You know what I mean?
To win even more.
That's crazy. The level that this guy is at. And you'd be very silly to bet against him, which is what I did in the other predictions, but we're fine. We're okay, aren't we? It's fine. You know, it's just in case a miracle happens. We do know, don't we, deep down? But that is it. That's pretty much sums up our 20th to 1st Drivers' Championship predictions. A big thanks to Silverstone Museum for hosting us here at their incredible venue. Surprisingly, it's at Silverstone. It is a brilliant venue.
Place.
It's just great, isn't it? Like, you just look around.
Formula One cars, there's the Silverstone trophy there. Helmet designs, there's loads of really cool nerdy stuff up there that I absolutely love as
well.
What's
this trophy right here?
Oh, we've got a trophy on the table
as well. Yeah, we haven't really even inspected it.
This is us for being P1 at Silverstone.
P1.
So they've given us this. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're
what is it actually for? Does it say on the front? Like, what's?
It's for winning.
I know
first
it's for winning,
place,
but does it say
at the British Grand Prix in 2019?
Pass me the trophy. I need to.
It's mine.
No. What do you mean it's yours?
Can I even lift it? Oh my God, I'm glad I'm not a Formula One driver.
Is it heavy?
That's more than I've ever.
Okay, put it there so I can pick it up individually so I don't actually drop it. You know what I mean? This is, oh my God.
Right?
We've won.
Oh, new fan respect.
My arm just, it's quite cold in here. My arm just twinged. Okay, right. That is it. Thank you everybody for watching and listening to this P1 podcast. I hope you enjoyed. Let us know your 20th and first predictions as well. We'd love to see them in the comments. We will catch you next time. Won't we, Tommy?
We will
reflect on this at the end of the year and just find out how terrible we are at predicting Formula One. So thank you, everybody. And I'll see you very soon. We will see.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh,
I don't know.
I
felt like I was like outroing to Twitch or something. It was weird, but I'm, you know. Bye.
Bye.
Make sure you follow us on all of our socials. We're MattP1Tommy on Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, and Instagram. You can also sign up to our Patreon at the link in the episode notes for ad-free episodes, full video interviews, and extra bonus episodes for as little as $5 a month. Finally, make sure you're following us on Spotify. See you soon.
P1 is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.